Hey, it's River Country's this Aaron.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you, bud?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for joining me. Thanks for calling me. How's your morning going so far?
No problem. Just fine. Just dandy.
Awesome. Do you want to just get right into it then?
Let's do it.
Well, I guess first question, I'm kind of curious, what have you been up to for the like past year and a bit? Was this a productive year for you or maybe not so much?
You know, it is hard to look at. I feel like life has went on a little bit. In some ways, I've been way busier than I would be if I was playing shows, you know. I often say it'd be nice to get back on the road so I could get a break. there's just been a ton of online stuff, and you know, me being based in just outside of Nashville, I'm kind of constantly going on radio tours, and you know, we're promoting Lonely Drum down here in the U.S. So, you know, it's like you never know when you got to be up and gone somewhere. So it's you know, it's been it productive as it can be, I guess, you know, and things just kind of keep moving. And I've certainly missed Canada, so.
Oh, for sure. I was going to actually ask you about that. You're from up here in beautiful northern Alberta, Spirit River. Have you been home to visit lately?
No, I have not been back in Canada since January of 2020, so.
Oh, let's go. It's been a minute then. Wow.
It's been a while, yeah.
Is there anything up here that maybe you'd like to see again, or like a spot that you want to visit that you haven't been in a while?
I just really wanted to see my family and my nieces and nephew. That's about, you know, and that's about the gist of it. You know, I have a feeling we'll get back to all the places that I love in Canada at some point. But,
yeah.
You know, at this point, it's just like, you know, that, you know, I just want to be able to see them. I've missed them growing up quite a bit, I feel. And so it's that part kind of hurts a little bit. But other than that, you know, we've got some time scoped out here that we're actually coming back to Canada next week. It blows my mind. So I'm super excited. I'm not going to believe it until I see it, you know, but I'm excited about it. So.
Yeah, for sure. It's super excited to be back in Canada. We're excited to have you back in Canada. You're going to be playing Stampede. How does it feel to be back out there playing shows again?
It's so great. I've been very lucky here in the U.S. To still kind of be able to play shows here and there through COVID, and a lot more towards the end of COVID. And you know, I think it's over here in the U.S. There's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, hesitancy at all. It feels like a lot of the population is vaccinated, and everybody, it's just kind of right back to normal. So that part has been nice. The you know, obviously I'm a lot more well known in Canada than I am here in the U.S. So, you know, that's kind of the parts that I miss the most, you know, when everybody knows your songs and you just kind of feel at home. So I definitely miss that. And, you know, but yeah, I'm so excited. I can't even put my words together. I just hope that it all goes smoothly.
Yeah, I mean, we're very excited. We're like kind of brand new open here in Alberta. And so this will be, for a lot of people, I think the first big party that we're going to get in a while is the Stampede, and be excited to see you out there.
You betcha. And I'm just so happy that it's Stampede. You know, that's a big, that was always a big thing for me growing up. I played Stampede. I think the first time I played, I was 14, and I was doing, the Nashville North, you know, Rising Star stage or something like that. So it's, you know, this is a really exciting time, and I've never played the Wild Horse before, so I'm super excited about that, and I just can't wait to see everybody.
Awesome. So a little bit of change of a topic. You got a new song out last month, Boy Like Me, just dropped, so it's a wonderful track. I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about how that song maybe came into existence, maybe about your kind of creative process in general.
Yeah, I, you know, over the years, all the shows that we played, you know, it became very evident that, you know, our live show was kind of going in a more, you know, energetic direction. And we really wanted to, have more songs that we could slide in there that were sing-alongs and, you know, but still kind of had a real life kind of lyric to it. And, which I, you know, I feel like I've hung my hat on a lot as an artist. So I just went in when COVID kind of hit. I went in and wrote a bunch of songs, you know, because at that time it was only going to be a couple weeks or a month that we were going to be off the road. You know, I went in and wrote a bunch of songs that I thought would be great for the live show, and had a real lyric. And that one just kind of stuck out like a sore thumb, you know, it just kind of felt like a big old smash. And so when we got into the studio, it was pretty evident that this was going to be single number one off a new EP. And so, yeah, we're super excited about it.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on something there that I've always been kind of personally curious in, which is this was kind of designed for like a set list. How is that something that you're thinking about as you're making music? Like, how do you actually decide the set list that you're going to do for a show?
You know, it's something that my band leader and I constantly talk about. You know, we pretty much almost on a, I mean, even during COVID, we've talked about it a few times when we weren't playing shows. And so it's something that's kind of always on our mind on where to put what songs. And yeah, definitely. I mean, I think as, you know, as the live show really is kind of the reason we do everything, you know, it's the reason I write songs, and it's the reason, you know, that so it's a big part of what we do. And I think to not think about what it would go over like live is kind of you know, that's kind of something that I'm always thinking about when I'm writing now, which is before I was just trying to write it, you know, a great song, and I wasn't playing many shows when I first started, you know, as a staff songwriter in Nashville. I was just concerned about writing the best song that I could write. And then you start playing all these shows, and then you're like, oh man, I really need to, like, and then you go and watch a few other artists play, and you're like, oh, this is a great live song. I get why they recorded it. So it's definitely been a new aspect for me over the past 3 or 4 years. And, you know, being so blessed to be able to play big shows up in Canada and have people, you know, listening to the music, it just kind of, I think this next EP is really going to be evident of what's going to go over great live. And so we, you know, it's definitely something we consider all the time.
Right. So people should get out there so that they can hear the music as it's meant to be heard.
Correct. Exactly.
As it's meant to be. I actually, I was asking our listeners here at River Country, I was asking them if they had any questions for you. I wanted to give them a chance to ask you a question. So yeah. Cindy's got a question. It says, how has being a Northern Alberta boy influenced your music, and how has it influenced your career path?
Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, I'm definitely a product of where I came from. And I feel like being, from up in Canada, in the northern part of Alberta, was a huge influence on me. I mean, the music that I listened to growing up, was my aunt and uncles and mom and dad and everybody playing these country songs around a campfire. You know, that was my introduction to country music. You know, I think I was 9 or 10 when I found out not everybody loved country music, and I was heartbroken because that's what I grew up on. And I, you know, I think that that's a big part of where I come from. It's how I write songs, and from that perspective, you know. So I think, you know, I always tell people I wouldn't ever even dream of being from anywhere else. You know, I feel like it's served me in Nashville. I feel like Nashville has moved up. Kind of all the people that live here are most of them aren't from Nashville, and most of them are from smaller towns, you know. Especially when I first moved here, that was a big thing, you know. Even though like I grew up in Spirit River and kind of that Peace Country area, and you know, there's a lot of great little small towns in there, you know, Peace River included. And I think, you know, you know, we used to go to Peace River all the time. So I just feel like that's kind of exactly where I'm from, and that has served me in the music industry. And I'm glad it did, because if everybody was from a big city, I'd probably stick out like a even more like a sore thumb than I already do. So, it's a huge part. I mean, it's a hard question to answer because it's like, yes, you know, it's like, absolutely, you know, that's exactly, you know, that, and, you know, I'm very blessed to be where I'm from. I tell everybody that I'm so happy to not only be from Northern Alberta, but, you know, to have been lucky enough to spend, you know, 20 years there in the first part of my life. So.
Yeah, we're lucky to have you out there representing us, getting our name out there.
I love it.
Another listener question. Maureen asked if you had any advice for any other young Albertan boys who have a similar dream that maybe you had once upon a time.
Yeah. I've got a ton. I should write a book, honestly.
You should write a book. I would buy it.
You know, I think that the biggest thing for me in my career, you can't let the word no, you know, stop you. I had a lot of challenges, you know, as I was growing up and kind of pursuing, you know, I started pursuing a career at, like, you know, like I said, 13 or 14. So, I started really early. Some of the best advice that has helped me through is my dad always told me to outlast everybody else. And I feel like that's been a thing, you know, kind of a common theme in my life, is I just outlasted everybody, you know, and everybody else gave up and went home. I just kept going. And so, I mean, that's my advice. And play as much as you can. Write as much as you can, and just it's a never-ending learning process. So there's still co-writes that I go into where I'm learning, I'm still learning, and there's still shows that I'm playing where I'm learning. And so I think it's just like this, just try to outlast everybody. That would be the title of my book, is Outlast, I think, but if I wrote one. But that's the best advice I can give. You know, play as much as you can. Play as many shows as you can.
Just get the name out there, eh?
Absolutely.
Awesome. What are maybe your plans for the remainder of the year, other than apparently writing a book? What other stuff you got maybe queued up?
We're working on this brand new record, and I believe we're working on another Christmas song, so we're excited about that. And then we have just playing as many shows as we can, you know, as often as they'll let us. And we got a lot on the table on the plate right now. We're promoting Lonely Drone to the U.S., like I said. It's a never-ending thing, you know, we just got a ton going on, but hopefully we can play as many shows as possible and get up there as much as possible.
Yeah, hopefully we can see you up there as much as possible. All right, I got one last question for you. This is one that I like to kind of ask to everybody, which is, in as much detail as possible, what is the correct way to assemble a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You got to toast. You got to have it. It's got to be toasted. Heavily toasted. I would say like almost black. And then you need some butter on there, and then some peanut butter, and then some jam. A lot of peanut butter, and then just like a touch of jam.
How many utensils are we talking about in this situation?
Oh, God. As many as it takes, man.
Okay, so not
there's
a...
There's got to be a separate knife for everything.
Interesting. Interesting.
And you have to get all the corners. That's what my mom always taught me.
Interesting.
I can't stand when people don't... When they don't paint in the corners. You got to paint the corners.
Got to get it all the way out there. All right, well, that's interesting. I've never heard anybody putting butter on a peanut butter jelly sandwich, but...
Oh, yeah.
Something that I'll try.
It makes it amazing. I'm done. That's probably a bad health... health risk or something, but that's always how I made it. So.
Beautiful. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to seeing you at the Stampede. You have a wonderful rest of your morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.